The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 22, The Worker's Model, Christ Our Example. What Christ was on this earth, the Christian worker should strive to be. He is our example, not only in his spotless purity, but in his patience, gentleness, and winsomeness of disposition. His life is an illustration of true courtesy. He had ever a kind look and a word of comfort for the needy and the oppressed. His presence brought a pure atmosphere into the home. His life was as leaven working amid the elements of society. Pure and undefiled, he walked among the thoughtless, the rude, the uncourteous, among unjust publicans, unrighteous Samaritans, heathen soldiers, rough peasants, and the mixed multitude. He spoke a word of sympathy here and a word there. A representation of heaven. The Savior of the world would have his co-laborers represent him. And the more closely a man walks with God, the more faultless will be his manner of address, his deportment, his attitude, and his gestures. Coarse and uncouth manners were never seen in our pattern, Christ Jesus. He was a representative of heaven, and his followers must be like him. An exemplary sermon. The Sermon on the Mount is an example of how we are to teach. What pains Christ has taken to make mysteries no longer mysteries, but plain, simple truths. There is in his instruction nothing vague, nothing hard to understand. He opened his mouth and taught them. His words were spoken in no whispered tones, nor was his utterance harsh and disagreeable. He spoke with clearness and emphasis, with solemn, convincing force. Pattern for every worker. In his work of ministry for the sick and afflicted, Christ stands before the world as the greatest medical missionary the world has ever known, and the pattern for every Christian missionary worker. He knew the right word to speak to each sufferer, and he spoke not only that which brought healing of body, but conviction of soul and spiritual enlightenment. He brought to the understanding of those who sought him a knowledge of self and of the soul's highest need. Christ's discourses were the spiritual explanation of his ministry for the afflicted. No mere sermonizing. Christ is the minister's model. How directly to the point, how well adapted to the purpose and circumstances are Christ's words. How clear and forcible are his illustrations. His style is characterized by simplicity and solemnity. Throughout the teachings of Christ, there is nothing to justify the minister in the relation of humorous anecdotes in the pulpit. The lessons of Christ should be carefully studied, and the subjects, manner and form of discourses should be modeled after the divine pattern. Oratorical display, flashy rhetoric, and fine gestures do not constitute a fine discourse. He did not sermonize as men do today. In intensely earnest tones, he assured them of the truths of the life to come, of the way of salvation.